You're listening to Under the Pavement on 96.9 All FM. Hey. Alternative radio for Manchester's radical and activist communities. Listen online at www.underthepavement.org. The views expressed on Under the Pavement are not necessarily those of All FM. The views expressed on All FM are not necessarily those of Under the Pavement.
and welcome to Under the Pavement on All FM 96.9. And the song that we opened with, a lot of people might be able to recognise that. That was Chumbawamba with, I think it was called Slagade, alternatively known as something like How to Get Your Band on Television, from their album. Don't say what it was.
Yeah.
Spike.
Pictures of Starving Children Sell Records. Starvation Charity and Rock and Roll Lies in Traditions.
Yeah, and I don't.
Chumbawamba.
Yeah, I don't think they were invited to go along to Band Aid 20, were they?
I don't think they were.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
Just going to say, no Bob Geldof on tonight's show.
Oh, that's not very nice.
So sorry if you want Bob Geldof.
I was actually watching a documentary on Band Aid 20, but I turned over about 15 minutes. But anyway, I would like to say thank you to Terry and the, what was it, the Culture Carnival.
The Caribbean Culture Show that was on.
And that was for the last 2 hours. Don't forget, that's every Monday between sort of 7 and 9 p.m. And if you want to find out what else is on RFM, then you can check out the RFM website at www.rfm.org. And on tonight's show, there's going to be a sort of drum roll. That was more like Superman.
Superman will be in the studio.
Yes.
Not really. Yeah. Well, not on our show anyway. We've got a couple of guests on tonight's show. First, in about 5 minutes' time, we've got Marita Kassan, who's coming to talk about Palestine and the International Solidarity Movement.
Yep, and then as usual, about... we've got a competition about 10:15, I had to think about that one, and that's to win sort of a double CD of Liveback, and I think we might have a goodie bag. I'm looking over into the corner, and there is a goodie bag, someone said off mic there. I'm not sure what's in there yet. We'll find out around competition time, and we'll think of a dead difficult question. And 10 o'clock, there is the news in association with Indie Media, and then at 20 past, there's the What's On, in association with the networking newsletter people. And then what else?
And then there's the gig guide at 22:11. And where's our other guest?
Oh, yes, I have a guest.
We've got
sort of slots
guest
in
somewhere.
There. So, yes, I forgot that. Between the sort of 20 past and sort of 22, we'll have Ria from, she puts on gigs, and she's going to talk about a DIY gig with lots of new bands that's going to be taking place this Thursday, I think, at the Grafton Hotel, which is near the Academy, which is going to have some special guests at that gig. But Ria is going to tell you all about that later on. So that's in the second half of the show. So make sure you stay tuned in. And we'll also have lots of music. I'm trying to think what else we'll have, because I've heard other shows in the Dead Professional, because they say, oh, and coming up will be, I think we might play something by The Damned, actually, as a request, just to keep people listening. Anything else?
I think that's Benjamin Zephaniah,
and lots of festive punk rock songs.
Yeah, festive tunes, like the one we started off with.
Yeah, and this is another festive sort of one. This is, as this is a vegan anarchist show, we've got to have a vegan on, and this is coming up to Christmas. It's actually the last show before Christmas and the last show before 2005.
It's not Brian Adams, is it, when you say it's a vegan?
How did you guess? And it's not Shania Twain either. I've heard she might be a vegan
really?
As well. But it's not her.
Who is it?
This is Benjamin Zephaniah, and a nice... what do you call it? Festive poem to get you to think about all the turkeys this Christmas.
Whoops!
Now, that spoiled the auto cue there. That was a taste of what we got coming up. For those people who can spot these sort of things, it's what they call a taster. That was The Damned, I think, which we've talked about playing, and we are going to play them later. They're just too keen. Sit down and wait. I was actually watching something with Jonathan Ross on, which had Captain Sensible and Dave Vanian of The Damned on. It was like this guest perspective. But they have to wait, so be patient. Your time will come. Now, getting back to it, this is a bit of poetry to sort of chill out. I thought it didn't sound like poetry, but anyway, this is Benjamin Zephaniah and Talking Turkeys.
Be nice to your turkeys this Christmas, because turkeys just want to have fun. Turkeys are cool, and turkeys are wicked, and every turkey has a mum. Be nice to your turkeys this Christmas. Don't eat it, keep it alive. It could be your mate, and not on your plate. Say, yow, turkey, I'm on your side. I've got lots of friends who are turkeys, and all of them fear Christmas time. They say, Benjamin, hey, I want to enjoy it. But those humans have destroyed it, and those humans are out of their mind. Yes, I've got lots of friends who are turkeys, and all have the right to a life. not to be caged up and genetically made up by a farmer and his wife. No, turkey just wanna play reggae. Turkey just wanna hip hop. Have you ever seen a nice young turkey saying, amen, I cannot wait for the chop? No. Turkeys would like to get presents. Turkeys wanna watch Christmas TV. Turkeys have brains and turkeys feel pain in many ways like you and me. I once knew a turkey. His name was Turkey. He said, Benji, explain to me, please, who put the turkey in Christmas and what happens to Christmas trees? I said, I'm not too sure, Turkey, but it's got nothing to do with Christmas. No, humans get greedy and waste more than needy, and businessmen make lots of cash. So, be nice to your turkeys this Christmas. Invite them indoors for some greens. Let them eat cake. And let them partake in a plate of organic grown beans. Be nice to your turkeys this Christmas and spare them the cut of the knife. Join Turkeys United and they'll be delighted and you will make new friends for life.
Okay, that was Feeder with Tumble Them Fall. To the next part of the show, we're going to be talking about Palestine, and we were going to have a guest. Excuse me. We were going to have a guest on this week, but he couldn't make it. Mashir Al-Farah from the Sheffield Solidarity Campaign. He will be coming in sometime next year, and he was basically made a film about the refugee camps in Gaza and the fact that the Palestinians are suffering sort of collective punishments from the Israeli army. So, on the same kind of vein, talking about Palestine itself, we have a guest on today. If you could just introduce yourself. And
yeah, my name is Marita Kassan, and I'm living here in Manchester at the moment, and I'm working in the Manchester Forum for Palestine. I was in Palestine in 2003. I was working with the ISM there.
And so you you saw day-to-day workings of what was going on in the refugee camps? And
yeah, actually, I have to say that going there was a very, very hard experience because, I mean, although I was already an activist and I was really concerned about what's happening in Palestine, I couldn't really realize till I went there and I saw what I saw. The situation is really bad, and as far as I can see from the news I have nearly every week about from the human rights people, the situation is even getting worse now. And I mean, the only way I can describe what I've seen is a concentration, an open concentration camp. People are really sailed in their villages. They cannot go out. There are checkpoints all over the places, and for Palestinian people it is absolutely difficult to go through this checkpoint. At the moment, also for international, it's getting really difficult to go through this. And so they cannot move, they cannot reach the land where they are supposed to work, and the only thing they can do is stay in there. Even if there are big problems like going to the hospital or something really urgent, they stop even the ambulance at the checkpoint, so there is no chance. And I mean, also we've done some work like going to the checkpoint and look at what was happening and try to interfere in what was happening. We've seen people arrested for nothing, just kept for hours at the checkpoint without any reason, just because that soldier decided that moment to do that. And what I've seen also is settlers just coming to the checkpoint and helping the soldier with the guns. And I mean, all the road in the West Bank, they're just used by people who is living in the settlement. They're not used by Palestinians anymore. They cannot move, they cannot use the cars, so they are forced to go round going up on the hill. And I mean, the same space you can cover in a quarter of an hour, you spend 3 hours to go from one place to another if you're lucky. And because apart from the checkpoint you have outside the villages, you also have checkpoint, like mobile checkpoint, and they can have them whenever they want to. And the other thing I've done is we had a camp in a village, Massa, where they were building the wall. I mean, now the wall is there. When we were there, we were trying to stop it. So there was this camp. And actually, it was a very important experience for me because for the first time we were working together, I mean, Israeli anarchists and Women for Peace and us from the ISM, and we were all in the same place. And this caterpillar, they were just bulldozing all the olive trees all around. And actually, we were in a land which was going to become Israeli after the wall was built. And we were there. It was a Palestinian land, and the owner of the land was there with us. And it was very important, first of all, because we had all this contact with the Israeli who absolutely disagree with what's happening, and they're doing action for that. And the other thing was that every day we had people walking, I mean Palestinian, walking to the camp from different villages and maybe walking for hours in order to come there because they knew there were international there. And just to tell us how bad is the situation and just to tell us The only thing they were saying is, please go back and tell everybody what's happening, because we cannot do anything anymore. I mean, they're really in a very bad situation, I have to say. The third thing I've done, being there, we went to Gaza. I mean, I went when just after Rachel Corrie was killed. And as you know, Rachel Corrie was working for the ISM. Mm. And she was bulldozed just by this big D9. They're not exactly normal Caterpillar bulldozer, but they are connected with Caterpillar anyway. I mean, they are in between a big bulldozer and a tank, so they are armed, really. Mm. So what she did was she was just in front of a house trying to stop the Caterpillar to carry on with destroying this house, which is something which happens every day in Gaza. And they just killed her without stopping. And I was there also just 1 week after Tom Hart was shot at. And what was he doing? I mean, was trying to help some kids to cross over a street. And actually, we did a demonstration in Rafah, in Gaza, and we went to the place where Rachel Corrie was killed, and the place to the where Tom Hunter was shot at. I mean, now he's dead, but he died 1 year after, and he was brain dead for a year nearly. And I mean, the experience in Rafah is even more hard than in the West Bank, because that's a really, really every day. Under the siege every day, gun post and soldiers shooting, every day houses are destroyed. And while we were there after the demonstration we had, we were just having a meal, and because Palestinians are very nice people, so they cooked for us a very nice meal. But we had to stop it because the news that they were destroying a house arrived. And we just put our gears on as we normally do. So we have this yellow jacket visible, and megaphone and all this stuff, so they cannot pretend they don't see us and they don't know who we are. So we went there, and I was absolutely shocked, because what I saw, it was a house with a big hole, like the bulldozer just came and made this big hole in the wall. And I could see it from inside, so with all the furniture around, and this woman, 23 years old woman with four kids there, and this big hole and the bulldozer coming. So we went outside and we put ourselves in front of the house. And I mean, luckily that day they went away. But they went away because the bulldozer had some problem. But you can imagine how many thousand houses they destroyed already, and all these homeless people. And actually we stayed there to protect the house at night, and we went to the house next to it, and there were five families living together because they all didn't have any home anymore. So yeah, I think the situation is really bad, and going there makes you feel that we have to do something.
Well, I think we'll take a break there, we'll play a bit of music, and then we'll come back and talk a bit more about the actions that you were involved in over there.
Do you want to tell us about the music that you brought in?
Oh yeah, cause it's is it Carlo Giuliani, the first one?
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry, I was supposed to bring some Palestinian music, maybe next time I will do that. I brought some Italian music instead, and the first one is a CD they made for Carlo Giuliani. Carlo Giuliani was killed in Genova at the anti-G8 demonstration in 2001 by the police. And this is a song they made for him. And actually, one part, I don't know, maybe somebody speaks Italian over there. There is a bit which is a poem he wrote, which says that a lot of things make life, and a lot of lives make what is going to happen next. So I think it's a good message. We'll be right back.
dove vai ragaz? Non raccogliere quel sas, non è un gioco da bambini, quelli hanno occhi da assassini. La vita è bella, il mare è il sole, bruciano in bocca le parole, l'ingiustizia brucia di più.
You're listening to Under the Pavement here on All FM 96.9. We're just talking about Palestine at the moment and about the situation, people's lives, and how things are affecting them. The military action. That track, I've actually not written down what that track was, and I can't see what. Could you just?
Dove vai? It was Dove vai ragazzo, and it was about Carlo Giuliani.
About Carlo Giuliani. Okay, so we get the media. Obviously, got the media representation of what's going on in Palestine at the moment. There's obviously a lot of talk about the wall. If you could just maybe explain to people exactly what the wall is about. I mean, we've seen pictures of it, but how exactly is it affecting people's lives?
Actually, talking about the media, we have to say that there isn't a very good representation of what's happening. And the biggest wall is the wall of silence, which is around Palestine and what's happening there. I mean, you don't really, if you watch television, if you, apart from this radio, I mean, if you listen to the radio normally, you don't know what's happening, really. So I think this is really important that people get information in different ways about what's happening and just start to do something. I mean, this song, in a way, was a call to take responsibility about what's happening around you and do something. Anyway, talking about what's happening in Palestine, I have to say, I mean, we receive every week what's happened in the last week. And if you can see at the news from this week, you have 8 Palestinians killed, 7 Palestinians killed in Gaza, 1 in the West Bank. You know that they are going on with the wall, building the wall, and this week, especially around East Jerusalem, you know that they arrested 20 people, and you know they injured 24 Palestinian civilians. So you know all these things, but I mean, what I printed out now for this week, for instance, is exactly more or less the same I had last week and the week before and the week before, which means that every week is not different from the next one. Even now, I mean, they said they were giving the Palestinians some time because of the election, and they're not doing that. I mean, they carry on with the curfew in the villages. They're coming with a tank. They're coming shooting around. They're not giving any time for people to go together, to talk and to know each other. So I think this is really bad. And if you think about the wall, I mean, how can we bear this, what's happening? I mean, we are talking about 400 miles wall. We are talking about a wall which is going all around the West Bank.
I think this is important. This is something that I don't think people realise, that it's effectively sealing.
Yes, it's all around the West Bank, and is 200 between 200 and 300 feet wide and 27 feet high. I mean, it's not only the wall. There is the wall, and there is the no man land, and then there is the fence, and then there is the no man land, and then there is the fence, and there are also gun posts from one side to another, so you cannot really cross. I mean, if you think about the situation for Tulkarm, for instance, they built just in the last week, they built the last gate, so Tulkarm is completely surrounded by the wall and by the gates. People cannot go out and in if they don't pass the gate. And it's not that the gate is open. The gate opens just if it opens at a certain time, and they have to be there. I mean, like Gaza and the first checkpoint where you go to when you go to Gaza. I mean, actually now you cannot go to Gaza, and Palestinians cannot go away from Gaza. They have to be there. There is no chance they can go. But I mean, it was when I went there, it was open from 9 to 10 every morning, and then from 6 to 7 every evening, which means a long queue of people, trucks, whatever. I mean, people have to go out because they have to go to work to university. And then there is another checkpoint, which is just 10 miles from the first one. And if you don't get there in time, you got trapped in this bit of land, and it's a nightmare. There are tanks all over. So it's really incredible, I mean, what's happening. And if you look at the project, I mean, there is one map which shows you exactly that there is this big wall all around the West Bank. They're not going on the borders of the 67 borders, so they're getting a lot of land from Palestine, from that so-called Palestine, which is already the 20% of the Palestine. And not only, I mean, now they're doing this wall around Jerusalem. If you look at the plan, at the future plan, we're talking about two parts of the West Bank, all surrounded by the wall, and Jerusalem in the middle, outside Palestine. And then the Gaza, that's not a place, that's not a land anymore. I mean, and what's the wall? What's the purpose? Just to keep the Palestinian out. I mean, it is an apartheid wall. It's nothing more than that. They do want to. And inside, I mean, the West Bank, there are the settlement. There is 400,000 settlers there, and again a settlement is up on the hill, and then there is all the space around, they say, to protect the settlement. Then there is the fence, and then there is another more land, and then another fence. I mean, and people cannot go there. Palestinians cannot go there. But the settlers can. They can come down with their guns and go to the Palestinian land and just, I mean, beat up Palestinians who are working or kids or whatever. So, I mean, the wall, and I mean, the wall has been declared illegal even by the Court of Justice in Hague, a part of a lot of UN resolution against it. That was a recent decision. It was, I mean, in the 9th of July 2004. I mean, and it was said that Israel has to tear this wall down. And it is absolutely important. There are so many things we can talk about. We can talk about the prisoners. I mean, 28,000 Palestinians were arrested till now. When we say arrested, it's not just arrested going to a trial and justice is done. It's nothing like that. I mean, the 70% of these people have no trial, no way of contacting their family or talk to anybody, no way of having a solicitor or anything at all. We've got evidence they have been tortured. A lot of them are kids because, I mean, if you go, like, I went to Palestine, you don't see young men around or men around. You just see boys around. There is nobody and women and kids. That's it. I mean, because where are they? Most of them are in prison. Most of them, they cannot really move.
And you were also saying earlier to me that it's becoming more difficult for people like you to be active there and help out.
I mean. DSM is still going, and I really, really think it is important. Actually, if you're interested in doing that, just go to www.ISM and you can get all the information, because going there make you really understand what's going on. And it's also, I mean, it's already helping people just going there and show that it's not that all the world is not listening to what's happening there. Yeah, the situation is different. It's worse than before. I mean, when I went there, we could be at the checkpoint and look at what happened. Okay, the soldiers were not nice with us, of course. I mean, and sometimes they just point the gun to us and ask us to move and things like that. But now it's becoming more difficult to do things like that. So most of the work is being with people who are expecting their house to be destroyed, or so living with them and try to put, when the soldier comes, just try to get some time for these people, because what's happening is they just come and destroyed everything. So if you have some international there, they can say, okay, we're international, there is a family here, just get, and you can just earn half an hour or give them some time. And there is other thing they do at the moment which is really important. There is a lot of direct action against the wall, and again there is there are a lot of links with Israeli groups, and this is going very well. I mean,
so people can do things positive from Britain as well.
Yes. I mean, this is a very good thing, because I mean there are a lot of demonstration against the wall going on in Palestine, and there are Palestinians, Israeli and international involved in this.
So what practical things could people in Britain do to help?
I mean, there is a lot of things people can do, and of course it's up to the people to decide what kind of things they want to do. I mean, there is a lot of different groups and they all suggest different things. I mean, like, you can start from just writing to your MP and asking to take some position against the wall, and asking, I think, to stop this agreement, economic agreement between this country and Israel, stopping to have involvement in the army between British and Israel. So this is one step. Other people think this is not a lot, so there are also other things to do. I mean, there is the boycott Israeli goods campaign. It's not difficult. I mean, there is a barcode, it's 729. If you see this barcode on the product you're buying, just don't buy it and protect against it.
This is in any shop, any supermarket. This is, you know, a barcode.
Yeah, this is the barcode for Israel. So if you see 7 to 9, don't buy it. I mean, there are other people who think that they can do like the street action or some action in the street to show people and raise awareness about what Palestine, what is happening in Palestine. So we did some of these action, like the Manchester Forum for Palestine, like we had a big wall made by cardboard boxes mm-hmm. in front of the town hall, and then mm-hmm. we put it down, just jumping on it and shouting Free Palestine. We made a wall in Market Street with a grey cloth, and we just blocked Market mm-hmm. Street with that. Mm-hmm. We did a checkpoint just to show what's happening with Israeli soldier. Actually, the police was not happy with the mm-hmm. guns, but they were absolutely terrifically the guns the children used to play mm. every single day, but they said they were upsetting people, so mm. we had to destroy them. But we destroyed them, saying that we hope that the Israeli soldiers are doing the same, because I mean there is this big movement of people, of Israeli soldiers refusing to go mm. and work in the West Bank. So I think we have mm. to support that. And and we made this tank, this big Israeli tank, and we did some action with the tank, I mean, showing what they're doing every mm-hmm. day when mm-hmm. they come with the tank in the village, and how people can react to this. I mean, there are other things, there are meetings, so there are, I mean, one of the best thing is going there and join the direct action mm-hmm. there, of course, but, sorry, this is my personal feeling, but I think it's important that people decide what is their level of involvement decide what step they want to get. The important thing is that everybody can do something, really.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if people want to find out more information, if you could just give out that.
Yeah, maybe I can say what's this Manchester Forum for Palestine. Mm-hmm. I mean, the idea comes from the Social Forum, the World Social Forum, the European Social Forum. The idea of the Social Forum is a place where groups and individuals can work together and see if it's possible to do things together. So what we are trying to do in Manchester and in the forum is having individuals who don't come from any group mm-hmm. and also all the groups who are doing something at different level for Palestine working together and find the chance to organize some action together in Manchester. It's absolutely open. There mm-hmm. it's not organized as a group. It's not a group. It's mm-hmm. a space for groups to mm-hmm. organize themselves. So this is a big difference. Mm-hmm. And it's not organized in a hierarchical way. It's absolutely everybody can come. If you have any idea about an action to do, or if you want to meet people who are working for Palestine.
So how can people contact you?
We've got a mailing list, so mm-hmm. they can just subscribe. Mm-hmm. And it's a very long address, but I think it's easy to write it down anyway. Mm-hmm. It's Manchester Forum Palestine - if you want to subscribe. So Manchester Forum Palestine - subscribe at lists.riseup.net. Mm-hmm. And if you are in the list, then you know when we meet and mm-hmm. And what's going on, and you can come with your creativity, really, mm-hmm. and bring new ideas.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think we've covered as much as you think as much to say. So I think in summary, if you want to get involved. If you could just repeat that website address again for us.
It's not a website, it's a mailing list.
Oh, it's just a mailing list, yeah.
Yeah, so you have to subscribe to mm-hmm. be part yeah. of the list. And it's Manchester Forum Palestine - subscribe at lists.riseup.net. Okay. But if you go to the www.riseup.net, mm-hmm. yeah. the website, mm-hmm. and then you go to the list, you can find it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thanks very much. I think, have you got a final piece of music?
Yeah, it's Guido Fodis, again, is an Italian guy, and the beat is called Bim Boom Bush, sorry. Yeah, it's against the war, really. Mm-hmm. But it has a very nice message inside, or let's say a funny message, because it says that it's better to smoke cannons instead of shoot with them. But you have to know that a cannone in Italian is a big joint, so,
right.
So and it's also the cannon. So it's better to smoke it than shoot with it. Yeah.
Hello and welcome back to Under Pavement on All FM 96.9. And shall I ask one of the other people what that was?
That was Guido Foddis. No, it wasn't actually, was it?
Yeah
it was.
Yes.
Guido Foddis with Bim Bum Bush.
Bim Bum Bush.
Bim Bum Bush.
Very good. We're going to have a bit of a competition now before the news, and you've got an opportunity to win. This is quite a big goodie bag. It is a best of Lieback CD featuring their versions of lots of great songs, plus you've put me off now, don't point. That should be verboten in the whatever. Have we got one of your CDs? There we are.
Thank you.
There. Let's start again. We've got to have a competition. Bye bye. Off our guest disappears. There we go. Shall we start the one again? Professional. Can we wipe that and edit it? And
yeah, just let's
start
do
again?
That.
Okay.
Yeah.
Zoop, boom. There we go. Yes, thanks to the guest there. We won't ask what that song was. But back, we've got a competition, and it is to win a whole selection of goodies. It's I'm a big fan of Lieback, so what one of the things you've got a chance to win is a double CD of Lieback featuring lots of great songs. And it's their cover, they're included amongst this is their cover versions of lots of songs like The Final Countdown, which we played. And it's also got In the Army Now, that famous Status Quo song.
Oh, wow.
Version of that, yeah.
You're not playing that tonight, are you?
Oh, we could do. Mm, later.
Has it got any Bob Geldof?
It doesn't, actually. It's got a bit of Queen. I think it's, what was on One Nation was one of theirs, was it? One Nation, One Vision.
One I Vision, was, I think.
Yeah, I think it was their version of that. And their version of Get Back, Beatles song.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah. And we're going to play a song of theirs, which is a cover version now of, well, in a minute after we've asked the question. And we've got two questions, just, but we might stick with the first question. I'm waffling now. Let's just go. You can also win, what is it? A CD called Noise and Noise. This is quite a punky CD, isn't it?
It is a punky CD.
Including,
yeah.
Let's see what names and all. The Dropkick Murphys, The Distillers. I have a feeling I've heard of them.
Mm.
Southport, I have a feeling I've heard of them, and maybe we've just heard of the place.
Yeah, I think they're direct snuff, some of those guys.
Are they? Who else? Less Than Jake, who I have a feeling I might even have seen. Are they ska punky?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And who else? DOA, is that Canadian
that's
DOA?
The Canadian guys, yeah.
Oh, there we go then.
Blast from the past.
Oh, incidentally, sort of MDC have a new album out, which I've not heard yet. I'm not sure what it's called. The initials are MDC, though, but it's, I'm not sure. But that's on DOA's record label, which is Sudden Death Records out of Canada, so let's see if we can find that. The Donners, who I think are a female
American,
sort
yeah.
of punk band. Yeah. Sick of It All, I think they're quite well known, and I don't know, any other names? I don't know. But anyway, also, another band, the 80s Beeline Disaster, 80s Matchbox Beeline Disaster, that's Mr. Mental. The Fat Cats, Nick Motown, and what was it, AFI?
AFI, yeah.
Who I feel I should have heard of.
Yeah, the sort of gothy punk kind of stuff. They wear makeup and they got black hair and stuff. And
that's probably good because we have got a gothic style question.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the question is that links it all very. Oh, it's a professional show. This that links it all. So the question then, as you are winning Lieback and AFI and lots of punk stuff, but we'll focus on the gothic sort of side of things. So the question then is, what is the name of the goth EBM electronic and some other music that they play show that follows our show and industrial music they play as well? What's the name of the show that broadcasts on all FM between sort of 11 and 1 every Monday? Is that the question?
Sounds like a question to me.
It was a long-winded question, wasn't there? So the question is, what's the gothic show called on all FM 96.9? Yeah.
And if you know the answer,
you can give us a call on
0161 248 6767.
Okay, and what we'll do is, as usual, people can ring in and then we'll collect up all the answers and we'll pick the winner out of the hat and let people know the winner. What are we saying about 5 to 11 towards the end of the show, which means you've got to listen in to the end to see if you've won.
Yeah, so if you can't get through, just keep trying later on in the show,
because the lines can be busy. The best time to ring as well is when we play a long track. So when we put Lieback on now, which is going to be, what do we say we're going to play? I forgot now.
What
track have we got lined up?
You got track 12.
No, I haven't. Have I? Yes, I have.
That's what you said.
Is it? All right. Track 12 then is Opus Dei, and this is Lieback. So ring in. The question is, what's the name of the show, or even the presenter, the female presenter of the show that follows ours?
Should we give the number out again?
Yeah, why not?
Just in case anyone hasn't got it. It's 0161 248 6767. That's 248 6767.
And this is Lieback.
Life. Beste, all unsere Kühne, unsere Streben, und denken nicht an Feste. Kraft ist, was uns anzusteht, wir bekommen nur das Beste. Wenn jeder Mann auch alles gibt, dann wird auch jeder alles geben. Leben heißt Leben. Leben heißt Leben, wenn wir alle in die Kraft spüren. Leben heißt Leben, wenn wir alle den Schmerz fühlen. Leben heißt Leben, heißt die Leben.
Was good, wasn't it? That was Lieback with Life is Life, aka Opus Dei. And if you want to win a copy of that CD, as well as lots of goodies, including a CD from AFI, a Noise and Noise punk compilation, The Fat Cats, and I think there's something else. No, there isn't. Is that it?
Yeah,
trying to look
so
at the side of the CD there. Then just let us know, what's the name of the goth show on All FM 96.9 that follows Under the Pavement, and also follows the Northern Wire alternate Mondays. Yeah, that was right, between 11 and 1. That's a difficult question. Who presents it? What's the name of the show?
And if you know the answer, give us a call on 248-6767, but don't do it yet because we're doing the news now, so we won't be able to do the news and answer the phone at the same time.
Nope. Before we go into the news, don't forget that we had the guest on earlier, and you can listen to highlights from the show and check out the playlists at the website, which is www.underthepavement.org.
And so it's 10:05, and it's time for the news from Indie Media, as usual, 5 minutes late. And this fortnight it's mostly local news from Manchester, which is good.
Yippee. So here we go. Last week, this is the news, you've got to be all serious. Last week there was a 4-day careers event at the GMEX with a big presence from the armed forces. A number of anti-war groups picketed and leafleted outside. And here's an audio report.
I was one of the people that have been down at GMEX. People have been going down Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week. It was a big skills fair and the army were there recruiting. So we went down to try and tell people the other side. So we took down leaflets about Iraq and about what happens and about deep cut. And to start off with, it was quite heavy on the Wednesday and the police came and made us get off GMEX premises. And apparently they own the land up to the road. Then Thursday, Friday, we were sort of tolerated and we were able to leaflet. We talked to some blokes from the army and quite a few people from the army came up and said they wanted to leave. And it was quite successful and we managed to give out about 500 leaflets over about 3 days. And then today, Saturday, we went back and we tried to go into GMEX and the security escorted us very politely off the premises. But I think overall it was successful because on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday they were bringing in busloads of school kids with careers teachers, and a lot of the careers teachers looked quite shamefaced about it all.
The regular picket outside Marks and Spencers has suffered more police repression over the past fortnight. A ban was imposed on the December pickets on the grounds that it would disrupt Christmas shoppers. On Saturday, the 4th of December, 10 people were arrested outside M&S on suspicion of breaching the ban, which the picketers insist is illegal. All were released on police bail, and 9 of the 10 had bail conditions imposed banning them from the whole of central Manchester on Saturdays until January. For some reason, Robert from the Defend the Marks and Spencers picket campaign was not given any bail conditions, and he was at a demo at the Peace Gardens on Saturday.
We intend to defend our right to protest against Marks and Spencers' support for the Israeli state, a support that was in evidence only a few weeks ago when workers in the Gaza, in the occupied parts of Gaza, were quoted as saying that the produce that was being grown in the greenhouses in the settlements there was destined for Marks and Spencer. And when last Thursday Stuart Rose was guest of honour at the British Israeli Chamber of Commerce annual dinner, the links between Marks and Spencer, its support for Israel, are still as profound as they ever were, and we intend to continue our protest to ensure that the public are aware of those links and boycott Marks and Spencer and boycott all Israeli goods. Now, in terms of future protests, we are having a judicial review of the decision to ban the picket, and that judicial review we have got legal aid for. It is going forward to an open court hearing next Friday, and we hope that as a result of that the ban will be overturned and we'll be back outside Marks and Spencer next Saturday.
Instead of the usual picket outside Marks and Spencer's, people split into small groups or went round individually, leafleting shoppers. Some of the people banned from Manchester also apparently staged a protest outside the Rochdale branch of Marks and Spencer's.
And members of Solidarity Federation picketed the Market Street branch of Tesco's on Saturday to raise awareness about casualisation, and Tony was part of the picket and he explains.
I have a campaign for home workers' rights. In this country there's hundreds of thousands of workers who are paid anything up to £1.50 an hour for basically assembling products at home. This group of workers is mainly women workers, often single parents with young children, so they're the most vulnerable and exploited section of society. What's taken place today is a campaign in a number of cities across Britain where Tesco in particular has been focused on, because Tesco uses products assembled at home by home workers. The campaign basically is to try and ensure that the government acts by introducing legislation to protect home workers and give home workers some basic rights. Because home workers at the moment have no contracts of employment, no holidays, no sick pay. In fact, they've no rights at all. So the campaign is to try and force the government to act to protect this group of workers.
And moving away from Manchester for just a little while, last week the Nursery, which is a squatted social centre in Selly Oak, Birmingham, was threatened with eviction. And we've got Kidder from the social centre talking about the space and the eviction.
At the moment we're sat on the roof of the Nursery Social Centre down in Birmingham, looking over at the horrifically gentrified Selly Oak. Just behind us is the Birmingham University, where all the posh students come to Birmingham to go. Just over the other way, just over to the right of us, is covered in a lot of student houses. What actually happens over here every year is a lot of students move in just for term time. In the summer, they all bugger off home to mummy and daddy, which leaves a lot of these houses empty. What it's also meant is that the people who actually live here and grow up here actually have to spend half of their lives living in a really mad ghost town. What it's meaning at the moment, though, is a lot of contractors are coming in and trying to buy up a lot of buildings. So they're pushing out the people who actually lived here all their lives to bring in and make it a massive student area. And that's actually one of the reasons why we've borrowed this little building off the council here. When we moved in, it was a bit cold, a bit damp, a bit wet, but it was home. The reason why we borrowed it, I won't say steal, but it was the only building providing free nursery care for this community, which is in Selly Oak. And what actually happened was the council closed it down. Well, we got a little bit pissed off for that, so we decided to borrow it back from the council and put it to good use. So back up in late August, we opened it up as a social centre after a few hard weeks slog of cleaning it all out, sorting it all out. Since then, we've actually had people like West Midlands Anarchists and Birmingham Boy Women's Group actually using the space. We've also been putting a lot of film nights. The first film night we did, we put on a show in Fahrenheit 9/11, which a lot of the local community came to. We had people from all ages come over, especially a woman called Betty, who's our little mascot. She's around 80. But people have been absolutely fantastic, and we've had a lot of support. People have brought round lots of pots and pans, lots of cutlery to actually help us on her. Yeah, the reason why we're sat on the roof at the moment is because we're actually waiting for the bailiffs to appear. After we had squatted the building and set up as a social centre, obviously proceedings took place in court, and the council actually took us to court to get this building off us. The reason now we realise is that they're actually going to knock down this building that we're sitting on and actually slap a road on top of it. The road that you're probably going to hear behind us is actually the Bristol Road. It's actually one of the main access roads for emergency vehicles into Birmingham. What's actually planned is they're actually going to knock down a lot of these houses and a lot of space over by the uni and build a bypass on top of it. Council being a little bit pissed off at us, actually wanted us out as quick as we can before that we found out this information. Fortunately for them, we found it out too soon. And what we've been able to do is open the space up and use it as a local forum for people to use to discuss the road being built. At the moment, because of this eviction, last Friday we had Martin Lawton, who's from the Birmingham City Council, come round and said that on Monday today they're actually going to bring contractors round to actually try and get in the building and try and restore the fireplaces and put some boards on the windows. This is all work that we as a collective can happily do for the council. If we were to do it, the only demands we've got today is that they leave us alone for a bit until they find a group that can actually use this space. We're actually refusing to leave this space until people can come in and actually use it. This morning, a bit of a media frenzy, the media turned up. For those who can't actually see it, we've actually decorated the whole of the building to look like a massive Christmas present. So we've got a big strip of ribbon going across the front of the house, and we were out here about 7 o'clock this morning putting banners on and tying things about. We've got lots of political banners telling people what we're about and what's going on today. And most of the collective are actually dressed up as Santa Claus. We've got a couple of people dressed up as contractors down there, and actually a bit of a role play being played out. Council, being late, actually kept us waiting, so they did turn up a couple of hours later on. And there was a bit of a discussion outside with half of the collective, while some of us were actually locked up, barricaded inside. The whole point being that outside would actually negotiate with the council, and if they did actually spring an eviction on us, we would have people inside to help support it. After we get evicted from this place, because it is going to happen, it is just four walls, we're actually just going to move on to another place. As I say, you can't evict the spirit, and because we've got this really good collective going on here, we're actually just going to move up and set up in another space and hopefully start over again. The problem we've got in Birmingham is that there are a lot of problems with activists being dispersed, and this usually ends up becoming an activist ghetto. So where you do have these little anarchist groups or these little activist groups that don't actually integrate too much with the local communities, what we're trying to do is come out and bring out this place where people can go to and find out what we're about, we can find out what they're about, hopefully share a few ideas, and through that we'll actually be able to start learning and working as communities.
Yep, and that was Kidder from the Nest here, which is a squatted social centre in Birmingham. And since the report was recorded, some of the squatters have occupied Marty's offices in the council building, and he talked to the governor, assuring them bailiffs wouldn't come in till after Christmas. They showed up on Tuesday but went away again, so the nursery is still there despite another eviction alert last Friday. And talking a bit of a downer there about sort of social centres in Birmingham, I guess an upbeat, what would you call it, response to that would be that yesterday saw the, what would you call it, grand opening?
Yeah.
Of the basement social centre, in which is 24 Lever Street. It's in the basement, believe it or not.
Hence the name,
yeah,
I think.
No, 24 Lever Street. And sort of they had the opening day was yesterday. And what's there?
They've got a bookshop, yeah, and a vegan cafe, and some computers with internet access.
Yep. And what's good about the computers, for those techie sort of nerdy people, no, I shouldn't say that. You know, as soon as you say something, you say no. Those people interested in technique and technopolitics.
Like yourself.
Like myself, yeah. Okay, that covers it. Yeah. Then all the operating system there is based upon open source, you know, Linux, free software, which is good.
Yeah. And the cafe is all vegan as well,
and sort
which
of
is great. Trick.
And the food is actually quite good.
Yeah, the food's amazing.
I would say it was very good.
And the coffee as well.
It's very good. No, it is. I'm being careful what I say now, because I might say something and then regret it. So, no, it is. I was very impressed. I think it's a great place. And at the minute, it's still in its early stages, so I don't think they've got that much lined up, have they, for...
I think they've got a lot of events that they want to put on, yeah, that they haven't actually got dates for them yet, because I think it's partly to do with planning permission and partly because it's Christmas coming up, and I guess people might want a break because I've been working really hard to sort it out for the opening and stuff.
But it is up and running, and I think it's open. Is it every Wednesday, Saturday, 6? No.
12 or 6,
12
I think.
12 till 6, yeah.
I'm trying to find it on their leaflet here. I think they have Wednesday to Saturday 4 till 6, and they've got a phone number as well, which is 237 1832. I guess you can ring that during the opening hours if you want to find out more info about it.
And if you didn't get all that information, then if you look at the Under the Pavement website, which is just www.underthepavement.org, on the news bit just today I posted up a link to the basement sort of website, which has a bit of information and a copy of the press release that was sent out. But there's also a series of pictures that have been posted up on Indie Media, so you can see what the place looks like as well. So visit www.underthepavement.org, and hopefully once it's up and running, as a regular feature on Under the Pavement, we'll have a roundup of what's happening at the social centre.
Yeah, and on the 24th of January, a couple of people from the basement have agreed to come on the show and talk a bit more about it as well. So find out more, then they should have more idea of what events are happening too, I guess.
Okay, and we should probably get back to saying that was the end of the news.
It was, in association with Indie Media, which is www.indiemedia.org.uk, and just to remind people that it's an open publishing global grassroots news website, so that means that you can write your news and post your photos, audio and video clips and so on from your actions and events, so thereby bypassing the corporate media. And the Manchester website is manchester.indiemedia.org.uk.
Should we play a bit of punk rock?
Let's have some punk.
Okay.
What's your right, what's your left, what's your right, what's your centre, and what's your back? Hey!
Anti-Flag with Watch the Right.
Yep, and straight into the What's On Now. This is an association with the Networking Newsletter. And kicking off tomorrow, the Manchester Anarchists are having the last meeting before the festive season. So that should be fun. And that's at 7:30, and that's at the Friends Meeting House, which is on Mount Street in central Manchester.
And on Wednesday, it's the Trapeze Roadshow coming to Manchester's Bridge 5 Mill in Ancoats. And that's starting at 11 a.m. and running till 5 p.m. There'll be workshops which, quote, wrestle with the issues of climate change, the international processes and the nuclear and energies debates. And if you're wondering why it's called Trapeze, Trapeze stands for Take Radical Action, Popular Education and Sustainable Everything. And if you want to find out more or to reserve a place, it's free. You can call, there's a mobile number, 07904 452 297, or email, which might be easier to remember, roadshow@riseup.net.
Also on Wednesday, Justice for Columbia are currently hosting the leader of the Colombian Students' Union here in the UK. Juan Carlos Villazimar was forced to flee Colombia after a paramilitary death squad threatened to kill him. And that's a meeting at 4 p.m. in room MR1 at Manchester University Student Union, Oxford Road. And you can get information from the Cuba Solidarity Campaign on 0161 881 6887.
Yep, and if you've been to those, both of those events, and you've still got a bit of energy, on Wednesday evening, the Iraq Solidarity Campaign are screening the film Regeneration. This was made in 2001, and the film is based upon the book by award-winning author Pat Barker. The film depicts the lives of World War I soldiers and includes the famous anti-war poets Wilfred Owen and Siegfried Sassoon, all of whom are in a Scottish institution for mental illness, having suffered from the trauma of shell shock whilst at the front, or in the case of Sassoon, for having spoken out against the war. Anyway, the film goes on into quite a lot of detail about the lives of those in the trenches and the effects that these men came back with from the war. That was the war to end all wars. And that's at 7 p.m. and that's again this Wednesday at the Friends Meeting House in the centre of town.
And on Saturday, there's a couple of events. The first is organised by Manchester Friends of the Earth, and it's described as an original and humorous day of action on the streets of Manchester, highlighting the polluting nature of 4x4 vehicles in urban areas and encouraging drivers to make better choices. And they're meeting at 10 a.m. on the steps of the Friends Meeting House. And later on that afternoon, from 1 till 4 p.m, and also at the Friends Meeting House, it's the Asylum Seekers Festive Solidarity Social. And that's a festive social for people from all over the Northwest and from many different countries of origin who are affected by immigration control. And there'll be food, presents, including for adults, a speak-out part, performance part, and participation with Samba. That's Samba, not Santa.
On Sunday, it's Summit Good, an evening of films at the Dance House on Oxford Road. In the lead-up to the G8 Summit coming to Scotland, we tell our own stories about summit mobilisations. Film screenings of Revolt in Prague and June the 18th, plus the Trapeze Roadshow. And that's at 7:30, and it's £2 to get in.
And on Monday the 27th of December, there are Boxing Day anti-hunt demos. And apparently, strangely enough, it's considered improper to hunt on a Sunday. So that's why they're going hunting on a Monday instead. And for anyone who's up for a bit of hungover protesting, there's a New Year's Day anti-hunt demo as well. And if you want to find out more about that, you can contact Northwest Hunt Sabs for more details. And their number is 07960 038230, or email info@nwhsa.org.uk.
Okay, and that's it for this month's What's On. So keep checking the website for more campaigning events in the new year, and look out for the Networking Newsletter in cafes and libraries around Manchester. And the website is www.networkingnewsletter.org.uk. And don't forget, if you have an event that you'd like sort of mentioning, then you can contact us. You can either email our events coordinator, spike@underthepavement.org, or you can write to Under the Pavement, All FM 96.9, 19 Albert Road, Levensview, Manchester, M19 2EQ. Yep, should we play a bit of music now?
Yeah, I'm just trying to find what it is. Yeah. This is The Killers, and it's a track that's released on the 10th of January next year, and it's called Somebody Told Me. We'll be right back.
and welcome back to Under the Pavement on All FM 96.9. Sorry, someone's mobile phone was going off very unprofessional. It was mine, but at least we weren't talking on air there, so I could have just ignored the fact. But anyway, that was The Killers, all the way from Las Vegas. More local and closer to home, we've got Rhea in the studio.
Good evening.
Yes, and Rhea is the brains behind Rhea's Riots and Rebels Club.
That's it.
Yep. And so the reason why we've got you in sort of this week is that on Thursday, which is December the 16th, from 4 p.m. till late. No, let's pretend that, sort of just ignore that and it might go away. From 4 p.m. till late at the Grafton Arms Pub, and I'd like to say the Grafton Arms Pub, not the Grafton Arms Hotel, on Grafton Street. Maybe I should switch it off. Dig about. Do you want to tell me? We're going to talk about the gig that you're putting on, and it's very much a DIY gig.
Someone's desperate to get hold of you.
There we go. Oh dear. That's why sort of you should always turn off your sort of mobile phones in the studio. So everyone else, if you've got a mobile phone, turn it off now.
No, we already switched ours off 2 hours ago.
Oh, you're too good. Anyway, we said there's a gig coming this Thursday, which is just actually down the road from sort of the LFM studios, just near the university, isn't it?
Yes, opposite the academy.
Yep, and it's a free gig as well. Do you want to tell us, sort of, first of all, some of the bands playing?
Okay, we've got quite a lineup. We're starting it early to try and get New Model Army to pop in after their sound check. So we've got to start it earlier than normal. So we've got me, Rhea Bright. We've got a band called Fulton's Point. A lad called John McKay, another band called The Angel Hurricane, Barry Lawton, Ricochet, Damien Jones, Chris Knowles and Dom Carlton. And I say hopefully Justin Sullivan from New Model Army. We're going to drag him out of his dressing room after his sound check and get him in the pub and get him pissed. Drunk. And
the quality of the guests
not
these
really
days.
Swearing, is it? No. Very, very drunk, and hopefully yes. He'll play as a tune, but he probably won't, so.
Okay, so looking at this, you've got quite a few sort of different sort of artists lined up who are going to play, and it's a free event. So what's the idea behind the whole event?
For me personally, I couldn't get the gigs that I wanted, and I just decided to put my own gigs on. And just basically started advertising, looking around at open mics to get people in who just wanted to play. I just got a bit fed up that there was certain venues that just had certain people playing all the time. Same little clique, got a bit bored. I thought, nah, I'll do my own thing. So it's like my freedom to do what I want as a singer-songwriter, mainly for me to play, but then to give people the chance to play who might not get into those venues, might not be established enough or cool enough or pretty enough. Don't have the following maybe, so I just give them the chance to play, and provided they don't let me down and they're reliable, I'll give anybody a chance if they want to leave me a demo at the Castle on Oldham Street. Any demos in there to Rhea Bright will definitely get listened to. It's a nice little pub. We put quite a few venues, Jabez Clegg and different ones, but the Castle's been the main one on Oldham Street near the Night and Day.
Yeah.
So if anyone wants to leave a demo down there, I will definitely listen to it and hopefully give them a gig.
Okay, so like you were saying, this gig is a bit of a one-off, the one at the Grafton Arms
mm-hmm.
pub,
yeah.
But you do put gigs on a regular basis.
Yeah.
I think you were saying the Dry Bar
yeah.
and also just up the road.
All over the place, really. I mean, the main ones have been at the Castle, but we've gone to the Dry Bar, which is just next to the Night and Day, because they've got a bigger stage, we get a bit more room. The Castle's tiny. You get three bands in there, and you can't actually get in the door for amps and equipment and leads. So those are starting in the new year. We've got another one at the Castle on the 11th of January, and then we're back to the Dry Bar for the 25th of January. But we've still got this one on Thursday to go. That's a one-off, really, okay. At the Grafton Arms.
All right. Well, if we talk about Thursday then, what sort of music can people expect? Is it a mix, an eclectic
yeah.
mix?
It's mad. I mean, we've just got a lot of acoustic artists, because you don't want to have like band after band after band in a fairly small pub. There's too much equipment, and they all sort of fall out and fight, and I can't be bothered with too many bands that drive me mad. So the bands we've got on are just sort of indie rock, sort of Manchester indie rock bands. And the acoustic artists, we've got all sorts, really. I mean, we've got Ricochet, who's like this. It looks like what's his face? What's his name off the news? Trevor McDonald. What's
yeah.
his name? He's a spitting image of Trevor McDonald. He's like this big blues guy. Then we've got a really young lad, sort of Damien Jones, John McKay, doing sort of Dylan kind of, you know, Americana stuff. Everybody's different, really. Everybody's got something a little bit different to offer. And of course, there's me. Yep. I'm very different. And, you know, anything really that people want to play, if they're keen, they can play. I'm not fussy. Anybody? Okay.
Well, that gives us a good sort of lead in to say, play a track from your Gifted EP. And this track's going to be Alfie.
How I fixed you with a playful smile. How you winked at me through puppy dog eyes. I'll trade your beauty for my senseless words. I'll trade my body for your way with girls, if you know what I mean. The time I courted you with gibberish. You stood startled, nodding your head. Far too charming to tell me where to go. You save that for the next time. Sets kitten, the paper said. What's it all about now, Alfie? What's it all about now? Tell me. What's it all about now, Alfie? I'm begging you to say. It was hell that night in the cellar bar. I knew you might be there. Watch my timing, watch me fuck it up again. Bad timing is my middle name. Funny how crowds can make you feel lonely. With you surrounded by your famous friends. Now she's losing it, she needs to get away. She is broken, she will mend. What's it all about now, Alfie? What's it all about now? Watch you run away. Oh, sing for me, sing for me. I'm sleepwalking to war. I sing for you, sing for you. With a head full of footsteps. Stay with me, stay with me. How I laugh as you break free. Will you ever, ever notice?
What's it all about now? Tell me.
tell me someday.
And that was Alfie by Rhea Bright, who's in the studio with us at the minute. And you're talking about a gig that you've got coming up this Thursday, which is December the 16th. We should let people know that it's an early start. It's from 4 p.m. till quite late. Is that 11 o'clock late, or is it a later licence?
We're going to twist the landlady's arm till about midnight. She'll never get rid of us. It depends on New Model Army, really. If they want to come back for a beer, I'm sure she's not going to throw them out. But they'll probably be getting very drunk backstage by then, and we'll... No.
Okay, and just to say, it's the landlady, I think you said, of the Grafton Arms Pub. So that's the Grafton Arms Pub, which is on Grafton Street, and that's the street that's just directly faces the Academy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's opposite, like, Bickhams and Oxfam and that traffic lights there.
Okay, and the other good thing about it for people is that admission is free.
I'm never charging yet.
Yep. Okay, then. So we've sort of talked about the bands that are playing, and we've talked about the sort of the reasons for putting the gigs on. There was someone else I was going to ask you, but I forgot completely what the question was. What were you going to say?
I don't know, we chatted that much before, I can't remember.
Yeah, I think we were saying sort of all of this is a bit of a reaction against the sort of closed shop that seems to operate in some city centre sort of venues, and just that for up-and-coming bands who haven't got their own, you know, audience yet, it can be quite difficult getting in to you that inner circle.
You don't have to play their games. You don't. You said don't name names, don't name venues, but you're going to backpedal if I mention somebody, so I won't. But basically, there's the major venues in the city centre that everyone thinks is so cool. And yeah, it's great if you can get a gig there. That's great. I've played there, and I'd play there again if I got the chance. But I'm doing it for different reasons. I don't get paid. I can't pay anybody because I don't get paid. I don't even get free drinks or anything. They're professional promoters. They're putting people on that bring lots of people to make money. And that's fine. That's their job. And, you know, their income relies on it. But I'm putting it on for the music. I want to play. I can't get the gigs I want. So I will pick a venue that I like. I'll pick people that I like and give them the chance to play before maybe they've got the chance to play these other venues. So, right next door to the Night and Day is the Dry Bar. My gigs are free. I'm just giving people the chance to play where they might not necessarily get the chance.
Yeah, and this will be a good point to say that if you do have a sort of CD, because you do want bands who are at least gone.
If you want, if you've got a demo, the best place to leave it or send it to is the Castle on Oldham Street. That's just down the road from Night and Day. Leave a tape, anything. It doesn't have to be great quality. Record it in your bedroom. I'm interested in people that care, that write good songs, not in great recordings. You don't have to spend a fortune in a studio. So if you leave me a demo there, mark it for the attention of Rhea. Leave it at the Castle, Oldham Street, and I will definitely listen to everything. I'm not one of these people, I don't even class myself as a promoter, but I'm not one of these promoters that's just going to sling it in a pile with 200 others and never listen to it. I'll listen to everything, and I'll probably put you on. Even if you're not very good, I'll give you a chance, because, you know, you've got to have a chance to play somewhere, apart from doing open mics, and this is the chance to play. If you bring lots of mates down, hopefully, don't have to, but if you can try and support the gigs, I'll help you out if you can help me out.
Yeah, and the final bit then is saying that if you sort of use the internet as well and have email, then you can sort of email, yeah?
Yep, it's Rhea Bright. Rhea's with an I, not an E. I get funny spellings of Rhea. Rhea Bright, all in one, at lycos.co.uk. But I haven't got a PC of my own, so I might be a bit late getting back to you. But the best thing is to leave a demo, because I'll only email you back and say, leave me a demo. So I can't download stuff and what have you, because I haven't got a PC at the library. So if you leave me something, I will definitely listen to it. But my email is rheabright@lycos.co.uk.
Okay, and we'll finish off with another track from your CD. Just before we do that, after this track, we've got a regular sort of gig guide, what's on. So, as well as sort of Reard's gig, if you want to know about other sort of punk and independent and indie sort of and DIY gigs, then keep on listening. But we've got a final track from Rhea, and do you want to let people know what it is?
It's called Faraway Place. It's my girly side. I do lots of rather punky stuff that's controversial. So this is my sweet and innocent side, Faraway Places.
Okay, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
A little battered, feeling sorry for you. you're gifted, a little whore, a little bastard, getting just what you deserve, a little war, a bigger battle, a little tiny round the edges, I'll tidy you, I'll trim you down, I'll tidy you, you're gifted, figure it out. Figure it out, you're gifted. I'll carve you, I'll layer you, I'll carve you like a sculpture. I'll work you in my hands, my work of art. I'll carve you, I'll cover you, I'll carve you. I'm gifted.
Welcome back to Under the Pavement on RFM 96.9. And that was Leah Bright with a track called Faraway Places. And don't forget to check out the gig this Thursday. And sort of pass over to Kazan for our regular gig guide.
Okay, well, this is for the next 4 weeks, obviously, because we're not here on the 27th. I think the next show's on the 10th of January, is it?
Yeah, that's right.
So basically, it's a mixture of DIY and there's a few other ones up here as well. So Wednesday the 15th at Chili's Rock World is Captain Everything with Minions of Jeffrey and Flatback 4 and Revenge of the Psychotonic Man. That's £6 to get in. That's on at 8 p.m. On Thursday the 16th at the Academy 2, as you heard before, New Model Army are playing. Goldblader supporting. That's £14 in advance. 7:30 p.m. start. On the same night as DIY gig, Say It To My Face presents The Star and Garter, Breathe In, Kill The Light, The Permanent, The Legacy and The Dauntless Elite There's no price I've got down for that, but I think it's probably about £4, and that starts at 7:30. Again on the same night, there's the opening night of Club Republic, which is a new night for bands and DJs, and it's a platform and a community to share ideas. This is at the Retro Basement Club, Saxville Street, opposite the U-Mist, and it's the first anniversary of Sound Music Collective. Geek Girl, Behind Green Lights, and Cavalcci playing, and there's DJ Oscar, who's an ex-offender DJ. It's £4 to get in. Sound Music members, it's £3, it's 8 p.m. start. On Sunday the 19th at the Star and Garter, Knee High, No One Lost, and Day for Earth Strikes, that's £3 to get in, that starts at 7:30. Monday the 20th, week tonight, upstairs at the Phoenix, Beecher, Narcotis, Raucous, and Year of the Monkey. I think they're all Manchester bands.
Yeah. Could I just chip in there?
Yep, sure.
Very quietly. No, it's just someone I work with. Their son is in Beecher.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you seen them?
No. I'll let you carry on now.
Big club there. Yeah. £3 to get in. That's at 7:30. On the same night, Jabez Clegg, which is behind the NatWest Bank on Oxford Road, I think. That's Rusulco, the Zero Pretties, Archimis, the 69ers, Blood Sunday, and Lamar. I think that comes in under fiver, and that's cheap beer that night as well, and it's 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. You don't know anyone?
No, I don't know anyone. I could just pretend, oh, whatever the first band was. I know their uncle.
Thursday the 23rd, the Ageless Chaps are presenting the Manchester Punks annual Crimbo Party at the Star and Garter. The Dead Pets are playing, Hyperjacks, Emergency, and the other band. I've seen two different flyers for this, and it's the Kirks or Crashed Out with DJ Egypt. The first band's on at 8 p.m, and that's £5 to get in. And on Tuesday, January the 4th, after New Year, upstairs at the Phoenix, Jennifer Ever, they're from Sweden, Pylon, The Search, also from Sweden, and the Bonsai Kittens, who I think I'll go and see because I like the name. It's £4 to get in, that's 7:30. And that concludes the gig guide. So if anyone's got any gigs upcoming, if you want to email the show, radio_underthepavement.org, we'll give you a mention. Also, if there's any CDs, and we would like some guest lists, please.
That's very subtle.
Well, no, if you don't ask, you don't get.
No.
So, yeah, just email the show, and yeah, any guest list will be gratefully received.
Yep, now. Now comes the contrite bit where we have to apologise. In the last sort of fortnight's roundup, we did mention a couple of big names, sort of punk bands who were playing at the Academy. And one of them, we sort of made a disparaging comment about how
expensive
it was.
No, I made a disparaging comment.
You did. I was trying to take the blame for the heat. Oh,
no, I'll take it on the chin.
Okay, but did you see the Buzzcocks?
I did go and see them, yeah.
Were they any good?
They were, and I didn't pay to get in either.
You didn't? Oh, well. But what the band we were talking about was the Damned, who played, and apparently they were very good, and nice, nostalgic. Also, when I was saying they were very good, did you go see them?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, they were very good then. So well worth the £15 of anyone's money. I think they still got Dave Vanian and Captain Sensible on, but apparently they fell out, we got scabies, and I don't know who the bassist was, who is. No,
and she's only she was from the Sisters of Mercy, wasn't she? She
oh, was it something Morrison?
No,
she wasn't there. No. Oh well. Anyway, that's the gig guide. So, as retribution, and because it's the festive season, we'll have a bit of the Damned, and this is There Ain't No Sanity Clause.
Sanity Clause.
Ho, indeed. That was The Damned with Santa Claus. Nearly time to round up. We should say what's coming up next on All FM 96.9 on a Monday evening night. And next up, from 11 till 1am, we've got the Miss Ginny Show, and they're here in the studio now, and that's with Goth Industrial, EBM, and Electronic Music.
And Miss Ginny was the answer to this fortnight's competition.
Yeah. Because we had you as the question was...
The question was, who's doing the show after us?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Well, we've got a winner.
The winner is Millie from Moss Side, so congratulations.
Yes. And they
won a bunch of CDs.
They do. Lots of stuff. That was good. Anyway, and then that takes you through the sort of midnight hour, and then at 1 o'clock it's time for the Rocket Crew, and that's from 1 to 3 a.m. and that's with the best in classic rock. And now, as we probably only have time to squeeze in one more song, we should also mention sort of next week it's the time for it's the Northern Wire who are playing. And I've got my list here because it's confusing what I have to say. Next week it's the Northern Wire with your correspondent playing an avant-cracked folk space jazz noise rock broke-tronica noir heavy chamber freakout. I took that from the website. So that's what you get, and I'm sure everyone's lots of the wiser now. But for up-to-the-minute schedules, then check out the website www.allfm.org. And we should say a nice competition winner, lucky person. Yep, Millie.
We just did that.
I know, I'm just saying, lucky person. I know, I'm saying we have announced it. I'm recaffeine just in case they're still jumping up and down excited at winning all those CDs. And should we say what's on next fortnight? We're not here. We're back January the 10th.
10th of January we're back, and we've got a guest lined up for that show. Who is?
We have. This is a writer. It's someone who's written a revolutionary novel. It's someone called R. Eric Swainpole, and they've written the book Saving the World and Being Happy, The Computer Ager, and that's a sort of self-produced sort of book, which I've got a copy of. So my homework between now and then, I've got 4 weeks to read a book.
Oh, well, that's a while.
But I've read it's 179 printed pages. 379. That's quite a lot.
That's a lot. Isn't it?
That's more than a page a day.
How will you manage?
I don't know. I'll try. But anyway, he's on the week, the fortnight after that, which is the 24th.
Yeah, that's, we've got people coming in from the social centre, the basement that we mentioned earlier on in the show. They'll be coming on to tell you a bit more about the space and what events they've got planned for the new year.
Yep, and don't forget, before we play the next song, that you can listen to highlights from the show and check out the playlist at www.underthepavement.org. Is that it?
That's it.
We should say happy...
Happy
winter solstice, Christmas, whatever it is that you celebrate.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays,
yeah.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. And see you in 2005.
See you in 2005.
Thank you for listening. Oh.
I need three arms for this.
There we go. Skunk and Nancy.
Good night.
You call the dead to light a candle, and then.
playing industrial, goth, EBM and electro on Monday nights 11 to 1am on All FM 96.9 and streaming live at www.missjimmy.com.